everybody, and welcome back for another season of Misnaiget Iskwayak. We are the Book Women, and my name is Kayla, and I am here today with...
With me, Tanya, and also our good friend...
Sheila.
Woohoo! Season three!
I can't believe it!
I can't believe we're back this fast for another season.
I know.
Usually we have like a year in between.
I know.
Things just fell into place. The aunties are becoming popular and we're just like moving on and doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want to say how this happened?
Yeah, we should probably let everybody know what's going on.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, so season three. For season three, we were approached by a lovely organization to do kind of a book club style podcast series. Yeah, so in between season two, I was like, oh, maybe we'll have a little bit of a break, figure out what we're going to do. We had kind of played around with the idea of doing a book club at one point, and then all of a sudden, it fell into our laps and someone was like, hey, you guys are awesome. Do you want to do a book club? We're like, heck yes, we do. Yeah.
So and that wonderful someone is the president of ILSA, which is the Indigenous Literary Studies Association. So we actually have three funders or sponsors, I guess I would say, for this season, which we're stoked about. So huge thank you to ILSA, Indigenous Literary Studies Association, ACUTE, Association of Canadian College and University Teachers of English, and SHRC, which is the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council. Thank you for, season three. So yeah. We're here with amazing fancy new microphones. I feel super professional.
I know, right? And like we're recording, that was like my dream. I was like, we just need better microphones. We just need better microphones and we need better software. And our lovely angel is Kiwi Martin. That's her name. That's who the president of ILSA is. And she is so funny. Like when she like reached out to us, she was like, what are your plans for season three? I was like, oh, bless you, sweet angel. Thank you for assuming I have plans for my life.
Plans, it's a pandemic.
Yeah, plans. We should get some. That would be awesome. And then she just was like, we want to help. And we can give you some stuff. And so now we're fancy.
Yes, I feel very professional with my little at-home kind of recording studio. So watch our social medias for the photo, because I definitely took a picture where it started and how it's going picture. And I remember taking a photo of us in season one, just all sitting around with our cell phones, using those to record. And now we have like full-on microphones and headphones and recording setup. So, you know, everything's falling into place and it's super exciting.
We all just need soundproof rooms in our houses.
Recording studios, yeah.
Yeah. And I like, I also got shit from Kayla and Sheila for my loud, obtrusive noises. So I now have this blanket sitting on my desk to put my coffee mug down very silently.
And no drumsticks.
You hear that? No drumsticks are around. Like I got my crazies out before we even recorded. It's because I can't sit still. I'm just like, I get jittery. I know my son, he was like, stop shaking, Mom. I'm like, but I can't help it.
I'm so proud. Yeah.
Yes, I'm so proud. I'm moving up in the world.
Yeah.
So season three. So we should talk a little bit more about exactly how this book club is going to work. Okay. So we should talk a little bit about what this podcast is happening for and what it's leading up to. So season three will be leading up to Congress, and Congress is a kind of a conference that happens every year, and it's hosted by different academic institutions. This year it's being hosted by the University of Alberta, and the theme is Northern Connections. So Congress usually brings together different academic associations. So like we said, ILSA, Acute, I've been there as part of CAPAL before, which is a library one. And it brings together individuals who have ties or are part of these organizations. And they have their own little conferences, conference meetings, presentations, but you can also go and look at and watch the other conference presentations that are happening. So the book club will be leading up to Congress.
Yeah, Congress is like the mega conference for humanities.
It is, yes. Yes, and it's you're right, Tanya. It's a humanities focused conference. So yeah, and U of A is hosting it online this year. Very excited to see how that's going to roll out. I know I went with Tanya a couple years ago. Where was that? Regina?
Regina.
Yes.
And she was. We had the best tater tots that I've ever had in my life there.
I got so super good. Sick from those tater tots. Don't you remember
You should have had a bite pass the rest to me.
What? Where did you get these tater tots?
The Victoria Saloon. It's the Victoria Saloon. And I know because I bought a t-shirt for Eric from there. And so every time I see him wearing it, I'm like, I remember that night.
What if your t-shirt say, I got sick from the tater tots at the Victoria Saloon?
No, it has like, it just has like the crown and it says Victoria Saloon Regina. I'm like,
oh my God.
The food there was so good.
There when we all went.
And we met up with the other librarians from like McGill and stuff.
I was there, and then we went to a trivia night.
I just remember the food clearly. That's how my memory works. I remember the food, nothing else.
And then, you know, we had a great night. And then my body was like, we need to expel everything through every orifice, because that is, you know, Kayla's digestional system that can't handle any type of greasy food or anything like that. So that was my bad. But Congress is great. Northern Connections. I think, you know, the theme this year is really amazing, like supporting Northern research and Northern individuals, because I know for any of our listeners who are not familiar with kind of Canada, there is a disconnect between the North and the South. And so the North is kind of the northern part of Canada. And that's something that often comes up, is that big like divide between the North and the South and issues in the North that we don't have here in the South. And so it often gets forgotten about. So I'm really excited for the Northern aspect of it this year.
So how are we going to support this Northern aspect? We have a couple different ways that we're thinking about this. So what we're going to be doing for this season, a little different than previous seasons, we're not going to be interviewing different storytellers. Instead, we are doing a book club session. I guess we have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes planned for the upcoming months leading up until June 2nd. And the books that we picked do have a Northern focus.
On our website and it's on Ilsa's website and our social medias. So for the book club, you can definitely, and we want you to read the books and follow along with us. And they're all up there. So if you're a slow reader or you got busy lives, they're all up there so you can start reading right away and follow along. Mm-hmm. So
we have our first book picked out. It is Split Tooth by Tanya Tagek. This, we want to make sure that everyone knows that there is difficult content in the books, especially within the first 30 pages. So quickly, before we jump into too far into all the different books that we have, readers should know that Split Tooth is a work of staggering beauty and originality that also engages with extremely challenging subjects, including childhood sexual abuse. So please take care of yourselves as you are reading this book. If at any point that you feel yourself triggered, we have on our website, which is bookwomenpodcast.ca, a bunch of mental health resources. And as we record the episode, we'll have some mental health exercises as well, just to ensure that the three of us remain grounded. And if you are listening, then you can participate along or just listen and have some more tools in your mental health toolbox. So that is going to be, we are releasing the episode on February the 9th. Although on the, I'm seeing a typo on the website right now. Oops. It says 9nd. Oops.
The 9nd.
Should I change it? Meh. Whatever.
Yes.
Anyways, so we will be recording on the previous Saturday, which I believe is that February the 6th? February 6th. Oh yeah, it's coming up quick this Saturday. So this Saturday we will be sitting together and recording. So if you want to participate and have your questions and or comments read on our podcast episode, please send them in. You can use our social media, do @bookwomen, or you can @Ilsa. What other ways? You can email us, you can post on our website, pretty much any way that you can communicate with us. That's how you want to send in your comments. And what we'll be doing, who wants to announce the fun part of how, of the participating?
Oh my God.
Sheila?
Auntie Sheila's the fun auntie. So,
okay, fun auntie Sheila.
Fun auntie Sheila. So we also have some swag to give away, but we want you to love us first. So if you send in a question or a comment, either way, through our Twitter @bookwomen, our email bookwomenpodcast@gmail.com, or our website bookwomenpodcast.ca, we will enter you into a draw. And if you send us some screenshots of you like, subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff for the podcast, we will give you another entry. And if you send us the receipt of a donation that you make to the Nunavut Food Bank, we will give you another entry. So we will randomize all of the entries and we will pick a draw. And we have some copies of Split Tooth to give away, some in better condition than others.
I'm a hot mess. I just have greasy fingers and...
Anyway, but we'll see. And we also have some other fun swag to give away. So stay tuned for what that is. It's a surprise. We got like some fun stuff. So that's all supporting Indigenous artists or Indigenous owned companies. So we got some swag, we got some money, we got some new equipment, we got a new format. Join us.
Yeah, let's do a new thing.
So we're starting off with Split Tooth, but we have kind of a different theme every week. So we're still following along with Northern authors and creators, but we will be doing other books that are like poetry, young adult. So not just focusing on like adult literature and adult like books, but also kind of, we will be reading children's books. You might get a dramatic reading by one of us of their favorite part of a children's book. That could happen. Maybe some
that
singing.
Will I don't happen. Know. That,
yeah. Some singing.
I love reading kids' stories.
Yeah. Tanya, do you want to let us know what the other books are that we're reading?
Sure. So as you know from listening to our previous seasons, we are of the mandate that storytelling takes place in many shapes and forms. So we were super stoked at the ideas from Ilsa because they are along the same thinking. So there we go. We decided not to focus, as Kayla said, on just novels. 1 week we're going to be novels. 1 week we're going to do picture books. We're going to do graphic novels, poetry, and then young adult fiction. So after we finish with Split Tooth, we're going to go with picture books. And the picture books that we've chosen are What's My Superpower by Aviak Johnson. We have Elisapi and Her Baby Seagull by Nancy Mike, and The Walrus Who Escaped by Rachel Kitsualik Tinsley and Sean Kitsualik Tinsley. I am so sorry if I mispronounce those names. So the reason for the picture books we're having more than one book is because, I mean, it doesn't take too long to read a picture book. So we wanted to ensure that we had lots to talk about to fill up a full hour of listening. For our graphic novels, we chose Dak Wakada Warriors by Cole Pauls. And then we have A Girl Called Echo, Volume 1 by Katrina Vermette. For our poetry week, we are going to be reading It Was Never Going to Be Okay by Jay Simpson. And lastly, our young adult fiction is going to be Empire of Wild by Cherie Demelaine. So if you don't have copies of these books, please let us know and we can try and connect you with your local library. Maybe you have an e-version or you can try and get a physical version from your local bookstore. Or what we're actually doing with Split Tooth is we all got audiobooks. You can also listen to books. Why not? So you can even do what I did. What I'm doing is I'm listening and reading at the same time, and it's blowing my mind. Have the full experience. So you can engage with these books in any way that you want. You don't even have to read them at all. You can just join the conversation. Whatever works for you.
Yeah, pull a Sheila. Don't do the readings. Just show up with a hot take anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. Last episode, you had a book read and Kayla and I were like, I don't know. So you're doing pretty good.
Well, it's the end of the world. Like, clearly it's a sign of the apocalypse.
Apocalypse, like, what? Now.
You did your homework? So join us. It's going to be fun. I'm excited for this book club.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to actually like sit down and have some time to read. I feel like that's one of the things, like as work got more busy and as life got more busy, finding time to actually read for fun and not like reading academic journals or like even being a student. I was like, I don't want to read for like a year after being a master's student just because my brain hurts so bad. It's nice to like actually sit down and like read, and having the audiobook was actually kind of nice because I had it just playing while I was working. So I was able to listen while, you know, working on policies and procedures and all that boring stuff. So yeah, so I've been really liking it and I'm really excited for this season. And, you know, it's kind of nice that it's happening so fast. Like, I feel like we're just picking up kind of where we left off and, you know, working our way up towards Congress and doing the thing. So, yeah.
It's the final countdown to Congress. This is where you sing, Kayla.
It's the final countdown.
Oh my goodness.
Don't think I don't know that song.
Yeah, we all know it.
Of course we do. Amazing.
I mean, I know that my partner is in the shower right now, but I'm totally going to share that when he was a kid and in karate, every time that they would have their karate lessons start or taekwondo lessons starting, they would like do like a choreographed warm up to that song.
Oh my God.
I know.
That is so awesome.
That's so cute.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, and totally lame at the same time. Like, yes the early, like, you know, the early 90s obsession with like karate and taekwondo that came out of stuff like The Karate Kid. Uh-huh. So,
well, they have stuff coming out now like Cobra Kai.
Yeah, it's but the it's next not generation. The same. It's not the same. Like, yeah.
That's fair. Okay, is there anything else that we need to tell people for season 3?
No, pay attention to us and read with us.
Yeah, pay attention to our social medias too. Like that's the place where you're going to find the most information is the social medias. Also, you know, if you are an amazing Indigenous-owned company and you're listening to this and you're like, hey, I really want to support the book women. I want to support like, you know, sending out some swag, definitely drop us a line, slide into our DMs and be like, hey, we love you. You want to give this away on your podcast? Because we would love to support your business and you as an Indigenous creator. So yeah, drop us a line.
And we'll give you a nice shout out.
We will. And we'll give you a nice shout out and you will be, you know, part of our auntie family forever. Yeah.
So in summary, we'll wrap it up here. We are starting the book club. First book is Split Tooth. Get your questions into Twitter, into our email, into our email. Email, I said email twice, into our website before Saturday. And we will hopefully read your comment on air. You'll also be put into a draw. If you like, subscribe, send us some screenshots. And if you donate to the Nunavut Food Bank, we would love to support them as well. So do the things, we'll put you in the draw and you'll get some free swag. Indigi swag.
Yep.
TM. There we go. All right.
You and Kayla, book club.
All right. I will do the thing. Thank you everybody for joining us for this very short episode of season 3. Episode 1 of The Book Women. We are so excited for the next episode and for this whole entire book club season in general. So stay tuned, watch our socials, and we love you. Thank you for supporting us and listening to us. Hi, hi, and see you for Split Tooth.